Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The oppressed sweepstakes. Black women, I just learned this, they earn 63 cents to $1 of every dollar that white men earn. Now, white women in general, it's 72 cents. So what that means is white women are earning a lot more, because if the average is 72 and black women are 63, white women must be somewhere in the 80s, right? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Oppressed Sweepstakes. I don't know when we started looking at oppression as such a good thing. As it relates to sort of getting future victory, it's a wonderful thing. But we look at it as a badge of honor. And you guys have heard me joke about these reality shows where you don't even have to have talent anymore. It's just, what is the most devastating story you can tell? Like, there was a girl, she was on America's Got Talent. Is that the one with Simon Cowell? They have the golden buzzer. Anyway, this girl was burned very badly as a child. And she was horribly disfigured, face, and her hands were burning out. I don't know if you've ever seen, but the fingers all sort of draw up and, you know, it not even usable. And you can tell the texture of the skin and all that. I can only imagine what this girl went through as a child. I mean, and having accidentally burned my oldest son's arm in just one spot and what had to be done with that. Oh, man. Even as I sit here right now thinking about it, I think to myself, that was horrible. So I can only imagine if my child was burned out. And I think this girl maybe survived an attack where they burned her, which made it even worse. And you see her, and of course she's, by, you know, beauty standards, she's obviously not beautiful. I don't mean that in a bad way. It's the truth. And she's up there on stage, and you know, Simon's like, "What are you going to do?" You know, with his British accent. And she says, "I'm going to sing," but she tells a little bit about her story as everybody's like, "Oh, you know," and we all feel sorry for her because you can't help it unless you're a leftist or something, you know, Joe Biden or whatever, that type of person, and you'd be looking at how you could get something from her. Anyway, she starts to sing, and she is a really good singer. She's not great, but she's really good. Surprisingly good. And you forget that her vocal cords weren't burned. She could sing. And I would venture to tell you, probably in a normal life, she would have been an attractive, you know, moderately attractive. But given the voice and the confidence that she would have had having never been burned, I can only imagine what she would have been. But she was better than, you know, like, I can sing. I'm an okay singer. But I'm saying she's better than that. Well, maybe. I'm just kidding. Even though I can carry a tune. But she was, she wasn't going to knock out Whitney Houston, but she was good. You get what I'm saying. I'm just trying to, I want to make sure I'm level setting. So, this, you know, she finishes singing, and it was, you know, it's like trying to lift something that you think is heavy and it's light. And she finishes, and everybody's like, oh, my gosh. And you're giving her a standing ovation because you don't expect that voice to come out of this girl who's been horribly disfigured. And so Simon hits the golden buzzer, which takes her straight to Las Vegas or wherever they're going to have the big event. And she's done. I mean, did she deserve that buzzer? The short answer is no. They did it because of her story. And I understand that. But she's done. She can't go any further. Let me tell you why. Because society doesn't like singers, at least public singers, that they can't take on the road, like Britney or a Toni Braxton or Beyonce who can shake that booty and be beautiful. They just don't. And I'm not even going to indict society over it. You know, you're given eyes by God so you can determine what you see as beautiful. And beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But in the, as far as everybody goes, this girl could be a studio musician. She's got a career. She can have a career in music. But to give her the golden button, buzzer, whatever they call it, that's what they did. And so we're in a time now where we want to give everybody the golden buzzer. The worse your story is, the better. I told one of my producers, I said, hey, we need to come up with a show. And the show is, you don't do it. It's America's Got Oppression. And you come out and they go, so what are you going to do for us today? Well, I'm a pretty crappy juggler. Really? Well, tell us your story. Why did you decide to pick up juggling? You know, well, a chimpanzee ate off my father's hands. He was a juggler. You know, I don't know. But, okay, boom, you win. There's a scene in the movie Notting Hill. Have you guys seen this movie? I think it's called Notting Hill. Julia Roberts and the other guy. It was partaking of prostitutes that, by the way, was married to one of the finest women on the planet. Oh, geez, I can't remember her name. Supermodel, British. Oh, I think that girl is so hot. Meanwhile, he was caught. Hugh Grant. Is that his name? Hugh something. Anyway, he was caught with a prostitute in Hollywood. And he's got this absolutely stunning wife, who, by the way, is almost 60 years old and still looks like she's 20. I mean, she's Cheryl Tease and I don't know, all these other, there's a bunch of them that I still remember. They're iconic. They went into their 60s and they were still gorgeous. But what was I talking about? Was I talking about beauty or what? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I was telling you, you do a reality show where it's just whoever can tell the biggest sob story wins. What about talent? Who cares? Talent doesn't matter. I have to remind my son of that all the time. So I'm taking him to the gym. And he so reluctantly wants to go. And I said, what kind of kid has your attitude about sports and you reluctantly want to go to the gym? So I finally get into the gym. And you know what he says to me? He says, well, I got to say this, Dad. At least I'm working out and my friends are probably playing video games. I said, there you go. There you go. You're not going to talk your way into a Major League Baseball contract. You're going to play your way into it. 63 cents to the dollar for black women to every white man. We are fighting to become who can be the most oppressed. Short break. We'll be back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So this story happened a while back, but it ties into something that I want to talk about that happened recently. And it has to do with the police. And here, this was a story in the New York Post back in July. It says, a self-proclaimed leader of the Rise of the Moors allegedly bragged about his arsenal of guns on YouTube a month before he and 10 other heavily armed members of a fringe militia group were arrested in Massachusetts on Saturday. Now, what's funny about this is this guy's name is Jamal Latimer, and black dude. They actually referred to them as a militia group. You can tell when guns supersede ethnicity is when they say black people were part of a militia. And this standoff lasted 9 hours. A month earlier, a video posted on Rise of the Moors YouTube account, which had 16,000 followers, showed Latimer posing with a gun and boasting that he had three of them, which, for the record, if he'd been white, you can bet YouTube would have taken that down. The clip, they said, has now been deleted from the group's page. In the video, the group also identified police and anybody who wanted to place them under arrest as terrorists. Now, on the heels of that, pardon me, and this story was from 2020. A sheriff's deputy died. There had been a 13-hour standoff in North Carolina, and the deputy died, and three other people died, including the gunman. And they said the two deputies had been ambushed as they arrived at a home in Boone shortly before 10 a.m. on that particular day. And all they were there to do was a welfare check. Now, I'm bringing this up because I want you to understand this anti-cop rhetoric that everybody's talking, you know, anti-cop. Cops are bad, defund the police, etc. And we've already talked about the rise in crime. I don't need to convince you and give you more stats about it. But I do want to play a clip of what has been now talked about in the anti-police rhetoric hemisphere, if you will, and show you how things are beginning to change. Now, you're getting some reports on it, but you're not getting it the way it should be talked. They're not talking about it the way they should, which is leftists are being proven to be wrong in everything that they talk about as it pertains to defunding of police. Crime is through the roof. No signs of it slowing down. People are in fear of their lives. And I would go back to this question. Why are we in fear for our lives? Well, you're in fear for your lives because of Wu flu, or you're in fear for your lives because you didn't get a shot, or you're in fear for your life because the police may kill you and all this. And what happens when you take leftism to its bitter end? You already know the answer if you listen to this program. Leftism will die if you just take it to its logical conclusion. Here's the clip of, I think it was this Fox, I'm not sure, but there it's a news clip of people talking about crime and what's now happening with the defund the police crowd.
I want to turn now to the crime crisis ripping through America. Many Democratic mayors are now actually pushing for more police after the city approved defunding the department. Here is D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser amid a surge of violent crime in our nation's capital.
I will be sending an additional $11 million supplemental budget request to the council this week to allow for the hiring of 20 new officers in FY21 and 150 new officers in FY22. But we need adequate funding to move forward.
And one of the most devastating recent crimes in D.C., this adorable little girl, her life gone in an instant. A drive-by shooting, killing 6-year-old Naya Courtney. Police announced yesterday that they do have a suspect. That person seen on your screen has been charged in her death. Joe, the city council voted to divert millions of dollars to defund the D.C. Police Department. The mayor was against that, we should add. She is, however, a vocal supporter of BLM, which supports defunding. And by defunding the police, the most idiotic narrative that we've heard throughout this entire crime wave, we need more police on the streets. And those police that are on the streets, they need to be empowered. So now they're finally getting in the game. Is it too late?
It's hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube, as they say, Julie. And it's not just hiring 150 more police officers. That's a good start. You would make the argument that you need a lot more in a city like Washington. But it's also the judicial system, right, that the media doesn't really talk about all that much, that when you actually have suspects being captured and then actually charged, then they're put right back out in the street to commit more crimes. So this is basically a two-prong type of problem that we're having here. But it's hard to see who wins the Razzie for most the worst mayor of our lifetimes, Julie. I mean, de Blasio in New York cut $1 billion from the police force, and we see what's happening here. You know, we both live here, at least to live around here, and it's crazy. Ted Wheeler, Portland, same thing. Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. Yeah. They have frustrated and infuriated their law enforcement. They've stripped them of money, and they've stripped them of manpower.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, last year, that rhetoric that you talked about, mostly peaceful riots last year, they supported that and marched in those marches,
right.
And now we're all paying the price
and
for it.
And it's these Democratic cities and these Democratic leaders that are now thinking, what did we do? Because now we're here, and it's very hard to backtrack. LAPD, LA being one of those Democratic cities, LAPD officer Dion Joseph slams progressive police policies. Watch.
Crime does pay right now across this country. Criminals know that they have the green light to pretty much do what they want to do because they were in an era where we coddle criminals instead of holding them accountable. The criminals just have no fear of consequences because they know they're going to get slapped on the wrist.
Absolutely. No consequences whatsoever. And if you do get arrested, at least here in New York City, you get released just like that. So where are the consequences?
Welcome. Pardon me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So I wanted to play that because I want you to understand that when you side on the side of righteousness, you win. Now, the question we should be asking ourselves is, how are we not making more hay with this? This is a D.C. mayor that's calling out, I need more funding. I need emergency money. And in her defense, she never wanted to defund the police. But here's the problem. She still wants to ride the middle of the road and support BLM. You can't have your cake and eat it too, sister. And as that guy comes on, he says it's not about just hiring 150 new cops. What about the system? The system that is getting cops killed. This cop, this is female cop, routine traffic stop. We talked about it the other day, 29 years old. Comes back from maternity leave and gets shot in a, quote, routine traffic stop. Others have gone to do routine wellness checks for children and things like this, welfare checks they call them, shot dead. You think Black Lives Matter? Here's what I would wonder. When are they going to be under attack? When is Black Lives Matter going to be under attack? Because they should be. Catch and release. Worst mayor, de Blasio, he cuts $1 billion from the police, and then you know what he does? He sneaks back around it, quietly asking for the money back. And even in doing so, it isn't like New York's going to get safer, or it is safer, but he quietly admits it's not working.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is putting a positive spin on the latest jobs report.
In just 8 months since I became president, in the midst of a grave public health and economic crisis, unemployment rate is now down below 5% at 4.8%.
The United States adding 194,000 jobs in September, far below expectations. Biden cited steady progress in the ongoing recovery from the pandemic.
In the past 3 months, we've seen a drop of 1.3 million long-term unemployed. That's the largest 3 months fall in long-term unemployment since we started keeping records in 1948. More to do, but great progress.
House Republicans slamming the latest monthly jobs report as well. North Carolina's Virginia Fox tweeting, Joe Biden's economic crisis is on full display. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Democrats are once again pushing the White House to cancel student debt by executive action. Republicans like Texas Senator John Cornyn say we can't afford it.
It's a constant theme for the folks who want free stuff. And we all know that ultimately somebody has to pay.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer making his position clear when he wore a mask reading cancel student debt at his leadership news conference. Senator Cornyn also telling USA Radio News Democrats just want to keep spending money and they have no way to pay for it.
A lot of these are federal loans now that the Treasury depends on being repaid. And if they're not repaid, then that simply adds to the national debt.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the state will be appealing the recent order from a U.S. District Court judge that blocked the state's new pro-life law. Paxton adding, we disagree with the court's decision and have already taken steps to immediately appeal it to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The murderers. Look, the murderers. There's Obama. You're a mutt for what you did to Afghanistan.
That was New Yorkers booing Joey Demento, Joe Biden. They called them murderers. Obama was there. That's where Joe Biden got spoon-fed. Yeah, that was where they got that picture. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Leftists are having a full-time, they always have, but it's gotten worse. They have a full-time job trying to keep people snowed. And as I said earlier, the problem is they are now forced to lie to your face because you can't. It's no longer a conspiracy that leftists are scurrilous, scandalous skanks. That's not even a conspiracy. We know it. We know it to be a fact. We know they will lie about anything. They will lie about women that are in your lives as they did in your life, as they did with Trump. They will ignore the women that are in the life of Joe Biden, the Tara Reids, the hookers of Hunter Biden. They will ignore the obvious ties of the big guy, Joe Biden, to his son's illicit business activities involving some of our biggest enemies, Russia and China. They ignore Joe Biden's extortion of Ukraine while he was vice president. I could go on. You get what I'm saying? Complete ignore. They ignore that, oh my goodness, you know, we didn't have the here's what I would love for leftists to do when it comes to global climate change. I'm shifting gears quickly here, so keep up. But predict what you think's going to happen next year. And when it doesn't happen, shut the heck up. They get it wrong every time. The world's going to freeze. The world's going to thaw. We're all going to die. There's going to be many, many more earthquakes and tornadoes and all this. And it's all because we're doing it. It has nothing to do with plate tectonics or any of the other stuff that Earth's been doing since the formation of the planet. No, it's you. They lie to your face. This WUFU thing is the biggest lie. And I'm not kidding you. It makes me want to grab them and just shake them. It's like shaking leftist syndrome. Leave them there as a puddle of mess. But here's the problem. If you shake a leftist to the point where their brain is no good, you haven't done anything to them. They're still the same. I said earlier, people are sick of Joe Biden. The college kids are saying F Joe Biden. The people in New York, it wasn't like that was someone talking like this. It was visiting. That was a New Yorker saying they're the murderers. You left people in Afghanistan. People are not going to forget this stuff. Nor should they. These people lie, man. Keeping a lid on this stuff for them is, as I said, full-time job with overtime, double pay, hazard pay, whatever you need. And the only problem is, we're the ones footing the bill. Here's a little tidbit you may not know. Of the 27 scientists who wrote a letter in the Lancet Medical Journal dismissing the possibility that Wu flu originated from a Wuhan lab, 26 of them have links to Chinese researchers, their colleagues, or benefactors. Now, somebody went out and did an investigation and went, wait a minute, hold on a second. This doesn't pass the smell test. And sure enough, what did they find out? On March 7th of last year, the influential journal published a letter in which 27 scientists said they strongly condemned conspiracy theories. That was the quote. Strongly condemned conspiracy theories surrounding the origins of the coronavirus pandemic that has impacted all corners of the world. All debate into whether COVID-19 had man-made origins or leaked from the lab in Wuhan, the Chinese city that was ground zero for the virus, was effectively shut down by the letter. There you go. 26 of them, ties to the Chinese lab, incomes dependent upon what they say. We have a Gestapo government that uses our money to get people to say what they want them to say, and then effectively says, if you want this money to keep coming, you will keep your mouth shut on the reality of things, and you will say what we tell you to say. Now, I'm not going to exonerate conservatives in this. Human nature. You find out something that's a lie, but your job depends on the lie. Like, for example, our products are all American-made. And then the VP of manufacturing comes in and goes, well, not exactly true. And you're the CEO, COO. You're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. You're the director of marketing. You're promoting this concept of what? Yeah, they're American made. Let me tell you the first thing you do. You panic because you go, oh, crap, my reputation's on the line. Then you start looking for a way out. Well, can I say this, that they're made there, but they ship here and then we do a value add? Or, you know, you start looking for ways to get around it. I'm just using that as an example. It's very few people that go, I stand on principle. If it's not American made, I'm done. I'm leaving. And that's that. Now, I'm not telling you for one second that we would be cheating in this regard like these scientists. Conservatives don't do that. If it's, oh, well, we're 100% American made or something like that, and you learn that, here's what you might do. Almost all of our products are 100% American made. But when it comes to this, what are the origins of this disease that was a bioweapon engineered by the Chinese accidentally or otherwise unleashed into the public? How could you possibly lie about something that important? And it isn't so much that the Wu flu is a deadly necessarily, but why would you lie about it in any form? First of all, we know where it came from. Second of all, while it is deadly, it does kill people like the flu, we're not going to panic you. We're going to make you aware that it is a new strain. It was developed in a lab, and you need to look for different symptoms in the flu. I mean, let's just think for one second how this should have been presented to the American public. That the Chinese let a virus out that can now live in animals. I don't know what the terminology is, but, you know, it's got some ability now to be spread by way of animals. And it is unleashed, and it is killing people. And we do have to be aware of it because it's something different. So if you have these symptoms, do this. Now, if you want preventatives, if you're asthmatic, you're probably in good shape. There are preventatives for that. I mean, the asthma medications tend to not let the virus get to you. There are other things that you might want to consider. Hydroxychloroquine, along with a vitamin regimen. And we are currently going to start working on antidotes that you may or may not want to take. So we will go ahead with Operation Warp Speed. For those of you who want a vaccine to feel safer, we'll do this. And in the meantime, we're going to take precautions. I mean, that's what our public officials should have done. Now, I'm no genius here, but I'm telling you, that isn't raising alarm bells. That's just, look, guys, we got to be aware that older people are potentially going to get it, yada, yada, yada. But what do these people do? You can't talk about China. Don't call it Wu flu. Don't call it China virus. You're a xenophobe if you do it. You hate Chinese. Oh, my gosh. Look at all the new violence against Chinese people. By the way, where is that gone? Where is it? Let me tell you what the new violence against Chinese people was. It was the old violence against Chinese people politicized. That's all it was. Black folks were the ones beating up on Chinese in Chinatown. It wasn't like gangs of New York, where a bunch of New Yorkers said, we're going to go to Chinatown and go kick us some butt for them unleashing the virus on us. Let's go, Rocky. No, it was just regular old black folks out there committing regular old crime. And the reason why I'm telling you it was black folks is the majority of the crime against these Chinese people when they figured it out was black folks. Did they call black people xenophobes? No. So here's the point. We couldn't talk about Chinese. We talked about how Donald Trump was a xenophobe because he stopped the ship out there. We blamed him. We said he didn't stop it soon enough when he couldn't have stopped it any sooner. Then, as opposed to telling people, okay, here are the things you can do, the precautions you can take. We're not going to lock down the economy, but understand this. Some of you are going to get this and some of you are going to die. We're not going to let it go into old folks' homes or whatever. They could have done this so differently, and you just have to ask yourself, why didn't they? Why do they have everybody scared? Mask versus unmask. And I'm going to play a clip when we come back. Get that ready for me. Of the New York school systems people and what they want to do now in response to this. Because as I said, they're never going to let it go. They aren't. So we'll talk about that. And as always, I will cover the information that isn't being discussed. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form, and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What am I going to do? You simply won't die.
so different, you and I. You take life when you have to, as I do.
I have only one more life to take, and it is done.
Take it now.
I feel at times that's what the Biden administration says. Why won't you just die? They want us gone, man. We are troublemakers. We interfere with this. What is the end game here? I mean, honestly, ask yourself, if the Democrats got everything they wanted, okay, let's just play the game. We all get vaccinated, and we're just going to use that one. So nobody can donate blood anymore, because it's no good. It's all tainted. So says the Red Cross, they're not accepting it. Go verify that story, but I read it. It didn't look like it was a fake news story to me. So we all get vaccinated. And I don't know what China's working on, but let's just say for the sake of discussion, our arch enemy is introduced a virus to us, and we play along and get 100% of the people vaccinated. What do you think the end game is here? A communist regime that says, we're going to develop a virus that's a bioweapon and unleash it in America, and we're going to get them to let people take it 100%. What comes next? These are the people that ship fentanyl to the United States in enough tonnage to kill all of us. Something tells me Dr. Evil is Chinese. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm just saying, take that one to its final conclusion. What else you want to take to its final conclusion? Global climate farce? Critical race theory? What has critical race theory gotten us in its final conclusion? You want to know what it's gotten us? The federal government is sanctioning segregation. We're going to teach critical race theory. We're going to teach black kids that you're oppressed, and white kids, you're the oppressor. So what is the ultimate goal here besides creating a race war? We've got the NFL. We talked about it earlier. The NFL says we're going to have two national anthems, not one. We have black folks in this country that don't see America as one America, one unhyphenated America, which is a brand we push. Go to unhyphenatedamerica.org. If you believe in that brand, support Chris Harris. You've seen him on Tucker and other places where I've gotten in media. But understand that that's what this country is seeking. Unity. What exactly are the Democrats doing that brings unity? LGBT stuff? Who gets promoted? An LGBT chick named Rapinoe or something, or dude, I don't know what she is, whatever she declares today, a soccer player, who complains that because nobody watches women's soccer, she's not making as much money as the men. So she's upset about that. Then she's upset about the fact that I don't even know it's a fact. She says the LGBT community is so discriminated against and she can't be herself as she's being herself. And in being herself, what'd she do? She complains. She complains about us. I don't have a care in the world about this chick. If she was sitting at a restaurant next to me, I would be like, hey, what's up? If she came up and had a conversation, hey, Kevin, can you tell me, can you tell me how to get to blah, blah, blah? Yeah, sure, go over here. But she's got a complaint. Take it to its tragic end. Take LGBT to its tragic end. They can't have kids. What are they going to do? Ultimately, let me tell you the tragic end of LGBT. Men are with women and women are with men. Because if they don't do that, there's no population of them. That's the tragic end, is we end up where we are. We end up saying, oh, geez, I guess guys and girls do need to be together to procreate. That's where we end up. Valid voter ID? Do you really want me to go into parsing of this? The inconsistencies across every single thing. Oh, black people are too stupid to vote, but they're not too stupid to go get liquor. They're not too stupid to get on a plane. They're not too stupid to fill out employment information, etc. But they're too stupid to vote. Wow, man. I mean, this is easy, folks. Shooting fish in a barrel. And you know the problem? The problem is the people who claim to be our messengers, I'm not going to name names, but these big groups that get lots of money and stuff, they don't move the needle because they ain't even trying. Oh, I'm going to take this person and go get the black vote. I'm going to get black people to leave this, that, or the other. How's that working out? Blexit. Nothing against it. But let me tell you something. Black people don't need a fancy little name to know the Democrats haven't done them any good. They need evidence. You want to get black people riled up? The least vaccinated group in America, black folks, you want to get them riled up? Tell them exactly what they know already, inherently. The reason why they want you, they are trying to do this scam on black folks is they believe you will drive everybody else to it. They've been used. But see, black folks get it. That's why we're doing this project, Unvaxxed versus Vaxxed. We're treating the unvaxxed as the, quote, coloreds. The coloreds of back in the 1950s and 60s. It's segregated. You can't go to this hospital. You're not going to get the best medical care. You're not going to go to the best schools. You're not going to get to sit and eat at the finest restaurants. You're not going to get this stuff because you're a colored. That's what you are when you're unvaxxed. You're unclean. They can see you. The very people who told you, we can't tell you what to do. We can't do blah, 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 blah. Yeah, well, guess what? They're telling you what to do. They're daring you right in front of your face. And guess what? It's backfiring on them. They're booed. We got a clip, right? This is the guy talking about the unvaxxed on CNN.
And so Delta's a problem, but actually the bigger problem is the fact that we have large numbers of Americans who haven't gotten vaccinated, thus allowing the virus to spread much more than it needs to spread.
And that's partly because of right-wing media. Let me just give people a sense of what the reaction to President Biden's mandate was like on Fox.
Joe Biden declared war on freedom yesterday.
Canceled all medical freedom.
Took authoritarianism to a whole new level.
It's going to require everybody to stand up and resist and fight.
Enough is enough.
He's evil.
That's the tone. I just want folks to know that's what it's like out there, David.
I mean, there are two ways to think about freedom, right? One is, does someone have the freedom not to get a vaccine shot? That's a legitimate question. The other is, do we as Americans have the freedom to go out and know that we are less vulnerable to a deadly virus? That is also a form of freedom. And that's why I think that the sort of pro-freedom case for vaccine mandates is actually stronger than the anti-freedom case.
Wow, that is a lot to unpack in a short amount of time on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, folks. Delta's a problem, but it's the large number of unvaxxed Americans that are spreading the virus. Lie number one, it is the people who got the shot that are spreading the virus. Because they think they're all, oh, I got the shot, I'm good to go. But they're not. Their body's fighting it in a particular way, so they're sloughing off antibodies. And they're doing it in a way that if you did it naturally, you'd be okay because you would know. You'd be symptomatic. More than likely, you'd be symptomatic. So that's the first thing. Then they go on to blame who? The right-wing media. Oh, they're the ones that, I don't know about you, but Fox News or anybody else made me think the way I think. None of it. Do you know what made me come to the conclusion I came to on why I would never get this stupid shot? My own common sense. And this full court press against the very thing that they are going against. The freedom that I have to choose this. Number one, I've already had the disease. Why would I get the shot of a disease I've already had? I'm not getting it. My body's creating its own antibodies. But even if it weren't doing that, I would prefer to catch it naturally and get herd immunity. Which, by the way, is exactly what happened. But he goes on to now segregate the freedoms. He says, well, there's two ways to think about it. Do you have the freedom to say, I don't want to get the shot? He goes, that's a legitimate freedom. But he then goes on to say, do we have the freedom to be less vulnerable? Well, if we unpack that a little bit, the freedom to be less vulnerable. So he wants to have the freedom to know that everything is going to, when he goes out in the public, he's protected. I would ask him how less vulnerable he is in his free city that he lives in. How free is he there? Is he free to go to Compton? Is he worried about his freedom then? Is he free to go into a Hell's Angel biker bar? What exactly does he think he's going to get protected from? And then I loved how he ended it. Pro-freedom is stronger than anti-freedom. What the heck are you talking about? Did you hear what he said? If you go back and listen to the podcast, it's insane.
that this guy's trying to balance one freedom or the other. My freedom to say, I'm not getting a shot. It's my body. I ain't getting it. Versus, well, I got to be protected against everything that's out there, and I need the government to do that.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.